So, Gary, how do you get to know the market and how do you understand the relative value of a property in its context?
John, this is, again, going beyond what the average person does. The average person goes to the real estate agent and asks them to pull up comps, drives by the house, figures out what its square foot, number of bedrooms and bathrooms. All right, that gives you some basic information, but you do not know a property until you've actually been in that property. So I am an open house addict. I am always going into open houses, and I am recording how many bedrooms, what's the floor plan, what's the quality of the bathrooms, was there an attic, is there extra lot size. I know everything about that house, and I'm keeping records on it. And again, I'm talking here as an entrepreneur, you know, someone who's trying to look for the edge, not just the passive investor. So I keep a record of which houses tend to sell quickly, which tend to stay on the market for a longer period of time. I do the same thing with rentals. So, because if I'm buying a property to rent out to a tenant, I want to know what features the tenants are going to most prefer. Now, I have some intuitive sense of this, having dealt with it for a number of years, but the markets always change. There's new tenant segments, new likes and dislikes coming up, new fads hitting the market. So, as an entrepreneurial rental property owner, who wants to build wealth quickly, you go out and you look at properties. You record what the rental asking price is. You track how long that property is advertised. You might call back in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks and find out if it's rented out. You talk to real estate agents. You talk to property management. What are people looking for? What are they not able to find? When you advertise a property for sale or for lease and you have tenants or prospective buyers to come, you quiz them. They know about the marketplace. They've looked at other properties. They've talked if they're tenants, they've talked with other landlords. You extract information from them. In fact, some people who are with me, I sometimes embarrass them, even in restaurants or wherever I am. I'm always asking people questions. And by that, I'm building up this store of knowledge that at some point, some piece of information is going to fit with some other piece of information, and that's going to, oh, that light bulb flashes on and I see an opportunity there. But it's going out. You can never do real estate at the peak unless you know properties and you record exactly what's happening in both the for sale market and the rental market.
When you say record, it sounds like you're going around and literally taking notes. Is that
taking
right?
Notes, yes. And of course, today's world, more technologically inclined people would probably be tapping it out on their laptops or their Blackberries or something. But I'm still one of these pencil and pad kind of fellas.
But in terms of action, which is our focus today, you're really encouraging us to go the extra mile in gathering information and research before making an investment. Information about that particular property, but also about the market in which it sits.
That's exactly what we need to do, is go beyond what the average person does if you want to have above average, spectacular results. I think you can beat the market returns by 2, 3, 4 times by having much more education. But it pays off in another way. Earlier we talked about buying at a bargain price. Well, how do you know you're getting a bargain price? Well, you only know that you're getting a bargain price if you've actively researched the marketplace. The second problem is, if it truly is a bargain price and you don't have that information and you say, I'll get back to you next week after I research the market. Well, I guarantee you someone else who already knows the market is going to put an offer on it the moment you leave. So if you do want bargains, you must know what the value of the properties are right now so that you can make a decision right now. Now, some of the people say, well, tie it up and do your investigation later. I think that's good information as far as it goes, but it's rather late to tie a property up and somehow now figure out what this house looks like that sold a month ago, what it looks like on the inside, because you never went through it when they had open house 2 months ago. So you know it sold, but you don't know what it looks like on the inside. So you can't gather this information after the fact. Now, you can gather some information, like your termite inspection, and maybe talk to the zoning people to explore some possible uses, yes, but your basic market information about rents and selling prices and how they relate to property features and target markets, you're not going to gather that in the 7 days or 14 days that you're tying this property up for your first look. Second issue is, if you really want a bargain price, you've got to reduce or even eliminate the number of contingencies, the number of, well, I want to sit around, scratch my head, and think about this for a while. If a seller wants to sell now and they're willing to accept a bargain price, they're not going to be willing to give you 14 days or 24 days or 30 days to make up your mind and come back and let them know. They want someone to say, look, I can close this thing in 7 days. Here's the money. No inspections, no contingencies. I want it. Let's do the deal. Yeah, you know, something like that. Although I wouldn't actually do it like that. I would still hem and haw by saying something like, I don't know, you know, I've been looking at some other properties that tend to be priced a little bit better, but I do like this neighborhood, and your house does have some features I like. I don't know. Would you consider, I know you're asking 110, is there anything, you know, could you do any better than that? Because you don't want to go in and tell the people, well, you stupid idiot, I'll buy you 110 right now. You know, no, you don't want to do like that. You still want to hem and haw a bit, but nevertheless, you want to decide quickly.
Which requires, goes back to education, information, research. And it sounds like hard work, but it sounds like it's work that for you really pays off.
Yeah, one of the things I've often said about my life is I avoid work. And I think for people to do this, it really does. I love looking at properties. I love talking to people. And I think the people who will succeed best are the people who do not view looking at property as work, but people who love the creative challenge of trying to figure out what they can do with a property to enhance its value.
Let's go to that. That's a great subject in itself. And